Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Dramatically increased gasoline prices and the lack of reliance on America's natural resources and critical minerals was the subject of a discussion on CNBC's Squawk Box Thursday morning. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan spoke on the Biden administration killing energy infrastructure and production, stating that there are nearly 5,000 applications to drill in the U.S. that are currently stuck in Washington, D.C.
When Joe Biden says he's going to do everything he can to help limit energy prices, this is exactly one of the examples. They should get rid of that memo, that authority right now, and start approving these applications to drill, over 4,000 of them.
Senator Dan Sullivan spoke on the Biden administration's move transitioning to green energy.
Both the International Energy Agency and our own EIA have said that the transition is going to take decades, that we are going to need oil and gas for decades, no matter how quickly this transition moves. And if we need oil and gas, then we should produce it from the place that has the highest environmental standards. That's America. That's Alaska. It has the highest labor standards, our country. And we certainly shouldn't be going out begging dictators from countries like Venezuela.
Some U.S. states have started suspending gasoline taxes. Others are in the process of entertaining a move to provide some relief from the high prices at the pump. As of Thursday, gasoline is still high at $4.79 a gallon locally. Some energy experts, however, say the suspension of gasoline taxes in some states likely won't have an impact. Instead, they're saying the Biden administration should lift restrictions on the oil and gas industry, increasing domestic energy production in states like Alaska. Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan honored the life and legacy of Congressman Don Young Wednesday evening on the Senate floor. There, they highlighted his incredible life of service.
He accomplished an incredible amount across the many decades that he served Alaska and served his country, but that doesn't make the loss any less sudden or any less devastating, and it doesn't change the fact that we are now left with a hole the size of Alaska in our congressional delegation.
Senator Murkowski talked about the congressional delegation being a team.
We were small but mighty. You've heard me on this floor talk about the last great race, the Iditarod. And no dog team can make it without the leader. We all know that. But you got the swing dog and you got the wheel dog. And we've all kind of taken different points on that team, but it's always been with Don Young.
Senator Dan Sullivan on the Senate floor.
And we heard this from so many people over the weekend. His spirit, authentic, tenacious, indomitable, a man of the people, a true man of the people, epitomized our state to such a degree that there was this sense that he would always be there. Think about almost three quarters of our state's history. Don Young was our congressman.
Senator Sullivan spoke on Congressman Young's love for Alaska.
He could have done anything, been anything, but he chose to stay and work for the people up until the last moment of his life.
Links to watch both speeches, RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.